Xenologic.
What's good, guys, and welcome to another episode of Mini Football Logic. It's Xeno here. As we already know, the Champions League semi-finals came to a conclusion today. Or should I say, yesterday on Wednesday. As we know, the first semi-finals to be decided was PSG versus Borussia Dortmund. Now, as we know, Dortmund managed to complete the job and managed to complete a very impressive two-legged performance against PSG, who will once again suffer from the lack of pedigree. And also, they have a very young team, and Dortmund actually felt like the more experienced team that could handle what it took. But of course, it's much more than just that. In the first half of the second leg, PSG put the pressure on from the outset, but Dortmund managed to contain them and even create opportunities on the break, with Adeyemi having a chance to run at the PSG defence and unleash the shot that Donnarumma did well to save. But in the second half, PSG continued to push for the equaliser, with Warren Zaire-Emery hitting the post via an Mbappe cross that first came off Sabitzer's head and then Gonzalo Ramos's foot. Ramos should have taken the chance, but he was stretching at the ball. Nonetheless, just when the momentum continued to shift in the French champion's favour, a slack Marquinhos back pass that Donnarumma couldn't keep in play led to a corner that Mats Hummels headed home. Now, despite the fact that PSG were in control of this game and probably should have scored before Dortmund struck, they did not. And they were simply punished by it. Just like that, they were 2-0 up in aggregate. Borussia Dortmund. Now, PSG hit the post again in the 62nd minute with a Nuno Mendes hitting the post with a clean long distance strike. That's the fourth time they've hit the post during this tie. Ramos fluffed two key chances on top of that, and then Hummels actually scored again, but he was offside. As Dortmund made more defensive changes, as they cocooned into more reactive habits, the pressure from Luis Enrique's men continued to rise. They even hit the woodwork again, with Mbappe and Vitinha both hitting the bar. Edin Terzic's men almost managed to hold on. Well, they pretty much managed to hold on, despite Mbappe almost being sent through on goal twice in the dying embers of the match, but on both occasions, he actually couldn't keep his footing. Once was due to a strong defender from Schlotterbeck, last ditch, managed to get, you know, his body in the way to kind of throw Mbappe off. And the second one, he was launched on goal, and then almost because he was working so hard to get to the pass, he lost his footing and he slipped. Pretty much sums up PSG with the two legs, if you ask me. Now, they managed to hold on Borussia Dortmund, and history has repeated itself. Dortmund have made the Champions League final at Wembley just like they did in 2013, where they lost to Bayern Munich. Will Bayern now also repeat history by defeating the formidable men in white, Real Madrid, in the other final? No. Unfortunately, they weren't able to repeat history, but they did get close. Now, in the second leg between Real Madrid and Bayern Munich at the Santiago Bernabeu, as expected, Madrid came flying at the gates, with Bayern on the back foot from the start, with designs to pick apart Real Madrid on the counter-attack. Vinicius hit the post, and the ball fell to Rodrigo from the post, who was then denied on the rebound by Neuer. But as the half continued, Bayern became more comfortable handling the oncoming threat of their opponents and were keeping them at bay. Tuchel's side saw more of the ball and gained better control of the match momentum. Now, in the second half, the patterns established in the first half continued in the second half, with Ancelotti's men having more of the play and Vinicius cooking on the wing, creating so much danger. Man, Kimmich could not handle that man. It was peak. Like, not for the first time in his career, Kimmich looked out of place at right back. He looked like a centre mid playing right back. You know, just didn't have the physicality to handle what Vinicius offers. Nonetheless, Bayern Munich carried on counting on catching Real Madrid on the counter-attack. And Neuer managed to make another key save from a Rodrigo free kick. And Bellingham narrowly missed a chance before that. A couple of minutes after the Rodrigo free kick, though, Vinicius ripped through the defence, cutting inside to unleash a crisply struck shot that Neuer had to save. The pressure had really started to build to another level, and Bayern was showing signs of buckling, and Mumadji were looking to make that breakthrough, and it was just simply a matter of time. But just when it looked like Madrid were about to put the ball in the net, boom. Out of seemingly nowhere, Bayern were on the break. The ball fell to Alphonso Davies, who was only on the pitch because Serge Gnabry went off injured. And the Canadian cut inside onto his weaker foot and curled an absolute scream of a finish into the far corner. Keep in mind, this is his first goal in the Champions League of his entire career. And was obviously the first goal in the Champions League for him this season. What a time, what a moment to get your first goal. Incredible finish. Of course, Davies playing left mid is something that we haven't seen much of. But he did join Bayern Munich as a winger. And now he's getting his time and his shine. Didn't even know he had a left foot, right foot like that. I can't lie to you. Very impressive. Now, normally, this type of blow would damage many, many teams. Dominating the game the way Madrid did. And then conceding is not ideal. But remember, guys and girls, Real Madrid is Real Madrid. They always find a way, especially in the Champions League. They always find a way. And then, just like clockwork, they actually had the ball in the back of the net a minute later. It was a De Ligt goal. But it was ruled out for a foul by Nacho. As the match started to perhaps fade away from Los Blancos, Real Madrid did carry on putting the pressure afterwards, but it didn't seem to do much. But as we know, you can't rule them out, but Bayern Munich were keeping them at bay. Vinicius then cuts inside in the dying numbers of the game. Neuer seems to have caught the shot. It appears that he caught the shot. But then suddenly, almost pressured by the aura of the 14-time champions, the ball escaped the Munich captain, and Hosolu, the substitute, gratefully took his gift. 1-1. When Madrid do it again. But you know when Madrid make these Champions League comebacks, they don't do them just to draw, they do them to win. And that moment, Madrid smelled blood. Blood. In this stage of the game, we're in, you know, entering the 90th minute. This is where they come alive. In the last 3 years, they just always seem to have found a way from perilous positions while being down in the big European matches and just finding a way through them. So before you know it, Rudiger found Hosolu again. And although the goal was worth it for offside, it stood. VAR made sure it stood. Madrid turned it around in just a couple of minutes in the dying embers of a football match once again. It's getting predictable at this point. They always find something. Tuchel didn't help matters though, taking a flippin' Harry Kane for Choupo-Moting. Why? Why would you take off your best player at such a key juncture of the match? It's like prime Barcelona. Not even prime Barcelona. Barcelona when they had Messi just subbing off with when they like holding on for their life with the remaining embers of the game. The reality of the fact is the game wasn't won yet. You need your best players on the pitch to make sure everything goes through. Now I get it. Musiala, I think, had a knock. Gnabry had a knock. Bassani also went off. So when Madrid did eventually do the inevitable turnaround, there was no Kane, no Musiala, no Gnabry, and no Sane. No hope then. Davies was there. Ugh, okay. Muller was there. No offence. Muller isn't what he once was. No offence. He's a legend of the game. Choupo-Moting is Choupo-Moting. Come on. Don't fool me with that nonsense. He's not Kane. And, you know, The game slowly ebbed out, and Tuchel's tactical masterclass, his tactical magic, seemed to have just completely disappeared by the end of the game. All thrown away partly because of a goalkeeping mistake from a goalkeeper that's proven to be extremely reliable over the years. I don't think Neuer's ever made a mistake like that. I don't think so. No mistake comes to the top of my head. The only other goalkeeping mistake I can remember being so important and iconic was his World Cup mistake in 2014, where he came all the way out and started playing like a midfielder. Suffice it to do that again today, to be honest, but maybe he doesn't have quite the legs for that. All in all, Real Madrid do it again. They all came out after the end of the game, parading in the 15 Champions League tops. You know, the club is just too good, too prestigious, too much pedigree. Like, at this point, pedigree is what's protected Madrid. That aura is protecting them. Whenever they're down in moments and times like this, they find a way. Even against a team that's also very prestigious in the competition. Let's not get it twisted. I think Bayern Munich have won this tournament enough times to definitely be on a similar step. But obviously, they're on the step below. Madrid have their own pedestal in the pantheon of great champions in Europe. They're in their own world. They're in their own world. But yeah, there you have it. Champions League final. It's going to be Borussia Dortmund versus Real Madrid. It feels like there's only going to be one winner because Real Madrid, isn't it? You know, Borussia Dortmund are the fifth best team in the Bundesliga if you look at the table. But never say never. But how the hell do you count out Madrid? How do you even bet against them? It doesn't even make sense. You have to just always just back them. But let me not make any predictions. But that is our final. I'm just going to end it here. Hope you guys enjoyed. And I'll catch you later on down the line in another episode of Mini Football Logic.
Mini Logic.